the core demands of the Swazi people as per the details of the Today People's Summit or People's Charter were simply the economy 44 years after the fallacy of the independence. We want to own and run the economy to the benefit of all, as opposed to the current situation where it is only in the hands of the monarchy and few of its cronies. But also and primarily it's about democracy, having a multi-party democratic government through which a people's government can run and own their country fully and put it firmly in a developmental path for the future. They also spoke well and very clear around the issue of health and education, that the current setup makes them worse off. They demand a quality and relevant education. They demand accessible, affordable health service. But most importantly, is the land question. They are fundamental and profoundly demanding that land must go back to the full ownership of the people, opposed to the current arrangement. Land is owned by the king and holding it in trust to the Swazi nation.
When are you going to present this petition to the king or the government for that matter?
You will remember that we had initially planned that after the court demands have been agreed upon, the last day, which was supposed to be tomorrow, we will march to the king's palace. But pursuant to some challenges around labor, well, the government successfully clamped down labor not to be part of the activity. We then postponed the march to the king. We are not cancelling it, but we are postponing it to a reasonable short period where we will be engaging, possibly in the next 2 months at most. We should go back to the march and mobilize much better, get all forces so that we take these court demands of the people to the king, demanding a people's government.
Who are these people who contributed to these demands that you are making on the government? And because all political activities are supposed to be banned under Swazi's constitution.
You are quite right. The environment serves all political parties, trade unions and similar organizations remain banned in Swaziland. But people want their freedom. We had labor, which was part of the Today's People's Charter, under the ban of the Trade Union Congress to cause the ban, interestingly, new federation. We also had faith-based organization. We had young people from under the ban of SNAS, the Swazi National Union of Students. We had organizations from consumers, the Swaziland Consumer Forum. We had people from political parties in particular. We had, for instance, one of the biggest and most consistent political party, the People's United Democratic Movement, PUDEMO, formed part of this historic day today. We interestingly also had a heavy presence of women. In fact, we had well over 45% of the today session were women from drone, from women's movement, from rural areas, from the urban and peri-urban areas, and also from the disabled. Disabled Association fought, so the Federation of the Disabled People was there, and some, of course, small organization of minority groups formed generally the participation of the summit today.
Now, so Mr. Lulu, the summit will be concluded tomorrow, Friday, correct?
We have postponed. We have concluded it to a greater extent, I would say, safely today, because we felt maybe the march to the king needs even more preparation. But also, we will understand that we recently lost one of the bishop of the Catholic Church in Swaziland. It is memorial and funeral tomorrow. We felt maybe let's give space for that, so that we, in honor of, he was a very progressive leader of the church and one of the best supporters of justice in our cause. So we felt maybe let's not compete that time and respect, that we give everybody the opportunity to go and attend the funeral of the bishop while we will be preparing for the march to the monarchy.
Now,
so I can safely say activities are adjourned today.
Now, so let me ask you, what is the name of your group? What umbrella is your group?
Our organization, which had organized and brought together all these organizations, is called the Swaziland United Democratic Front. It's a broad umbrella body of all democracy forces in Swaziland, which works with almost most progressive formations inside Swaziland and outside Swaziland. We also have our campaign win, the Swaziland Democracy Campaign, SDC, which was responsible for organizing of pickets all over the world. But also it was central in the organizing of this activity. Now, I'm the coordinator. I'm the national coordinator of SCDF. There are my principals or my senior comrades who work at the leadership level, but I'm ordinarily a national coordinator.